We're doing the Rambam's introduction to Mishnah, and we're in the Rambam Nam edition, page Chaf Gimel. Chaf Gimel. The Rambam had explained that whenever God gives a prophecy for good, those prophecies aren't rescinded. And a prophecy for bad, if God says something bad will happen, so that sometimes Hashem changes his mind. Sometimes the people do tshuva, or Hashem has more compassion. And now, the Rambam is going to deal with a few questions. The first point the Rambam is going to deal with is that Yaakov Avinu was promised by Hashem that all would go well and he'd come home in peace. And the Torah attests to the fact that Yaakov was scared. Yaakov is on his way home and he's fearful of Esau. Now, the Rambam just told us that whenever Hashem makes a prophecy for good, whenever Hashem promises a prophet that something good is going to happen, Hashem doesn't change that prophecy. So why was Yaakov scared? God had told him things would go well. I'll bring you back home, God says. So the Rambam says, Aval, we're holding five lines from the top. Again, in the Rambam Nam edition, page Chaf Gimel. Aval inyan pachad Yaakov, but the point of Yaakov's fear, after God had already promised him with good tidings, as the verse says, God promised him, I'll be with you, I'll protect you wherever you go. And Yaakov was scared, maybe he'll die. As the pasuk says, Yaakov was very fearful. Yaakov was in a bind. Amru chachamim zichonam nivracha. Our sages say, with regard to that, our sages explain, Shaya mefached me'avon, shema yiyeh gorem lo mita. That Yaakov was fearful, maybe his sins would cause him to die. Ve'huma she'amru, that's what our sages taught us, the Gemara and Bracha says, kasavar shema yigrom achet. Yaakov Avinu thought, maybe my sins will cause that I'll die. Yoredze, so this seems to indicate she'akadosh baruch hu yavtiach betuva, that God can promise something good, v'yigberu havonot, and then if the sins swell, if there are too many sins, lo yitkayem atovo. That would seem to indicate that then even a good prophecy can be rescinded. And the Rambam had just told us that that doesn't happen, because then you can never check a prophet if when he says something good can happen and then it won't. V'yesh ladat, so the Rambam says you have to know she'inyan zeh no ela ben HaKadosh Baruch Hu ben HaNavi. That the only time that a prophecy for good can change because one has sinned is when this prophecy was given as a private prophecy between God and that man. אבל כשיאמר הקדוש ברוך הוא לנביא להבטיח בני אדם מבשורה טובה במאמר מוחלט בלא תנאי, but if God tells a prophet, promise the people good tidings, and God says it without a condition, ואחר כן לא יתקיים הטוב ההוא, and then afterwards his prophecy for good does not come true, זה בטל ואי אפשר להיות. So then you should know that that's an impossibility. It's impossible that God would tell a prophet to give over prophecy of good tidings and then rescind it. Why? Because if that were so, we would never be able to validate whether a prophecy is true or not. And God gave us in the Torah the following principle, that a prophet can be tested depending based on whether his promises come true. So the Rambam is telling us, I just said this foundation, that a prophecy for good is never overturned. That's only true with regard to prophecies that were said to be given over to other people. And the idea behind it is, this way people can verify whether the prophet is telling the truth or not. If he gives a prophecy for bad and it doesn't come true, so then we say, maybe God changed his mind, maybe the people repented. So how can you check if he's a true prophet? When he gives a prophecy for good, when he says something good will happen, then there's no excuse. Then it has to happen. What about Yaakov? Then why was Yaakov fearful? Because that wasn't the prophecy that was given over to others. God told him, between me and you, Yaakov, I'm going to be with you. That kind of prophecy, then there's no need for God to maintain this rule that he won't change a prophecy for good. If the whole need to have this rule so we can validate a prophet, well, that's when the prophet is giving over prophecy to others. But when the prophet is receiving a personal prophecy, then even a prophecy for good can change if the sins cause it to change. Yeah, clear?
יא, תבין?
אוקיי. ולעיקר הגדול הזה רמז ירמיהו במחלקתו עם חנניה בן עזור. And to this great principle Jeremiah was alluding to when he had his argument with Hananiah ben Azur. מפני שירמיהו היה מתנבא לרע ולמוות. Jeremiah was prophesizing that bad things would happen, death would occur. ואומר, and Jeremiah was saying, שנבוכדנצר יגבר. He told the people inside Jerusalem, you should know נבוכדנצר will overcome, ויצליח, will be successful, ויחריב בית המקדש. And ultimately, נבוכדנצר will destroy the temple. וחנניה בן עזור היה מתנבא לטובה. And חנניה בן עזור, who was a false prophet, but Yirmiyahu wasn't certain that he was a false prophet. Yirmiyahu was giving prophecy. God told me that we should know everything is going to go bad. Nebuchadnezzar is going to win. He's going to destroy the temple. Hananiah ben Azur gets up and says, no, God told me everything's going to be good. And ul'shov klei beit Hashem amuvim bavel al Yerushalayim. Hananiah ben Azur said, God told me the vessels of the temple that have already been taken into exile will be returned, that things are going to turn better. ואמר לו ירמיהו. So ירמיהו said to him, כשנתווכח עמו, when ירמיהו was arguing with him, על דרך העיקרים השמורים. ירמיהו told him, he said, going with the principles that we have on tradition, שאם לא תתקיים נבואתי, Jeremiah told him, if my prophecy for bad doesn't come true, ולא יגבר נבוכדנצר, if ultimately נבוכדנצר doesn't win, וישובו כלי בית השם, and what you say happens, the vessels that have already been exiled will be returned, כמו שאתה אומר, as you say, אין זה הדבר מחריש לי נבואתי. My prophecy will not have been contradicted. אולי הקדוש ברוך הוא ירחם עליכם. Maybe God will have extra compassion on you. So Yirmiyahu tells him, I said a prophecy for bad. If my prophecy does not come true, that doesn't mean I'm a liar. Could be God changed his mind. אבל אם לא יתקיים דברך, but if your prophecy, חנניה בן עזור, you prophesize that good things are going to happen. If your prophecy doesn't come true, ולא ישובו כלי בית השם, and the vessels are not returned, then it will be clear that you've prophesied falsely, and your prophecy cannot be validated until we see that these good prophecies that you have said come true. And that's what the verse says in Jeremiah. But listen, Jeremiah tells Hananiah ben Azur, to what I'm telling you and the nation. הנביאים אשר היו לפני ולפניך מן העולם, the prophets that preceded you and me, going back through the world, וינבו על ארצות רבות והממלכות גדולות ממלחמה הולכה ולדבר, and they had prophecy on many nations and kingdoms regarding war or bad things that would happen or a plague that would be. הנביא אשר ינבא לשלום, if a prophet prophesizes for peace, בבוא דבר הנביא יוודא הנביא אשר שלחו השם באמת. When his words come true, only then can we verify that he is a true prophet. When he stresses and says, with regard to this thing, Yirmiyahu told him, listen to this that I'm telling you. What was he saying? Whenever a prophet says something bad is going to happen, you can't know if he's telling the truth or a lie. Because if it comes true, fine. If it doesn't come true, that's no proof. אבל תיוודא אמונת דבריהם כשיבטיחו בטובה ותתקיים. When can a prophet be validated? When he says good things will happen and they come true. וכשתתקיים נבואת הנביא על פי אשר יסדנו. Now the Rambam is going to the next point. The next point the Rambam is going to deal with is the concept of הוראת שעה. That a prophet can sometimes say on a one-time basis, this mitzvah is irrelevant. So the Rambam says, first a prophet has to be validated as a true prophet of God. And once the prophet has been validated as a true prophet based upon all the principles we've discussed until now, and he gains a reputation just as Shmuel and Eliyahu and the other prophets, they became famous as true prophets, that prophet has the ability to do something with regard to the Torah, something that no one else can do. והומה שאני אומר, and that is what I'm about to say, כשיצווה לבטל איזו מצווה מכל המצוות, ממצוות עשה, when he commands that a certain mitzvah should not be done, או יצווה להתיר דבר עשו ממצוות לא תעשה לפי שעה, or if he commands that we transgress a biblical prohibition on a one-time basis. If a Navi tells us now, for this time, this mitzvah is to be transgressed, chovalenu lishma dvarov lasot mitzvato. We're obligated to listen to him and perform as he says. V'chol ha'over alav, and whoever doesn't listen to him, chayav mitav deshanayim, gets the death penalty at the hands of heaven. Chutz mavdazrat. One exception is, if he says, now, today, just this time, everyone should bow to idols. Then we don't accept what he says. But on any other mitzvah, if he says, this Shabbos God said, everyone should light a match. So we listen to him. If he's being validated as a prophet, and he says on a one-time basis, we should not perform a mitzvah, we listen to him. If he says on a one-time basis, we should not perform a biblical assay, he says, this Shemitah, today in Shemitah, Hashem says everyone should plant. So Torah says, rest, we have a biblical proactive commandment, the mitzvah assay. You're not supposed to do any work in the land. He says, yeah, but God told me today, everyone should put two seeds in the ground. So we say, okay. He said on a one-time basis, we'll listen to him. Once he's been validated as a prophet, he has the ability to tell us on a one-time basis that God wants us to do something that's in contradiction with the Torah. Provided it's not Avodah Zarah. The second he says something to do with Avodah Zarah, then even if he says on a one-time basis, he gets a death penalty. And that's what our sages clearly say in the Talmud. That's what our sages told us. Bakol, with regard to anything, if a prophet tells you transgress the Torah, shmalo, then you have to listen to him. Chutz me'avodah zarah, the only exception is idol worship. The other condition is that the prophet can't tell you on a permanent basis this mitzvah isn't relevant. He shouldn't say ki HaKadosh Baruch Hu tzivah levatel mitzvah hi kol yomei olam. He cannot say, he may not say, this mitzvah is no longer relevant. That he can't do. Aval yitzavel vatel mitzvah lesiba letzor Shabbat. What he can do is say that now, for the needs of this time, God says, now we're going to transgress this mitzvah. V'anabi v'atzmo, and a prophet himself, kshishalu b'tzavto lavo la mitzvah mkol mitzvot shativa Hashem tano al yidei Moshe, when they ask him, how could you tell us to transgress a mitzvah? Tiyet tshuvato, his answer will be, shebitu zo mitzvah eino kayam, aval ra'ui la'asota ata bilvad lefi sha'a kigon ma sheyasu betin bo ra'at sha'a. He says, no. It's not that I'm coming to annul this mitzvah on a permanent basis. Now, for this hour, for this day, God said to do things this way. Just as a court can sometimes give a ruling that's only relevant for a certain time. Just as we find Eliyahu did on Mount Carmel, he brought a sacrifice on Mount Carmel. Now, we know that from the time the temple was erected, you're not allowed to bring sacrifices outside of the temple. Eliyahu is coming along and bringing a sacrifice on Mount Carmel. V'Yerushalayim Omedet, Jerusalem was standing, Uva Bet Mikdash Banuim, the temple was erected there. V'Zeh Ma'aseh Shekol HaOseh Oto B'Lo Mitzvat Navi Chayav Karet. Anyone else who would do such an action without the command of a Navi, he gets karis. V'Hakadosh Baruch Hu Zihar Alav B'Torah, and God clearly warns in the Torah, God says, V'Amar Yishamer Lecha Pen Ta'aleh Olotecha B'Chol Makom Asher Tireh. Watch yourself lest you bring your sacrifices wherever you please, meaning you're obligated to bring them to the temple. But everyone, one who does it, chayav karet.
But that was for sure. Like
fine, that's not a good enough reason. The only reason he was able to do it was because he was a prophet, and he had a command from God to do it on a one-time basis. Just as the Torah says about one who brings sacrifice outside, that he gets kares. But Eliyahu, people would have asked him when he brought the sacrifice on Mount Carmel. If they would have said to him, are you telling us, Eliyahu, that from now on we're allowed to bring sacrifices outside the temple? Eliyahu would have said, no, it's prohibited. You're not allowed to bring sacrifices like I'm doing now. Anyone who does this gets curries. But the fact that I'm bringing a sacrifice now here on Mount Carmel, it's a one-time thing. Because God wants me to reveal that these prophets of the Baal are fools, and to annul what's in their hands. Just as we find Elisha did, he said, when we're fighting the Moabites, destroy all their fruit-bearing trees. כמו שאמר, as the verse says, וכל עץ טוב תפילו, all good trees knock down. והשם אינו מלעשות כן, and in essence, the Torah prohibits doing that, באומרו, as the Torah says, לא תשחית את עצה לנדוח עליו גרזן. You're not allowed to destroy the trees with your axe. ואילו שאלו את אלישע אם בתנה המצווה הזאת, and if they would have asked אלישע, do you mean to say that this mitzvah is no longer relevant? ואם מותר לנו בעתיד לכות אילנות העושות פרי, כשנצאו לו ולעיר, if they'd ask אלישע, do you mean to say from now on, when we lay siege on a city, we're allowed to destroy their fruit-bearing trees? היה אומר, אלישע would have said, שאינו מותר, no! You're not allowed to do that. אבל זה המעשה נעשה עתה לצורך שעה. But what we're doing now is just for the sake of this time right now. So what do we see till here today? We saw that a prophet who says prophecy for good, that prophecy cannot be rescinded. Why was Yaakov fearful if he got a prophecy for good? Because that wasn't the prophecy that he gave over to anyone. That was a personal prophecy. On a personal prophecy, even a prophecy for good can be rescinded. The man sins. The Rambam brought us the source for this concept as the argument between Yirmiyahu and Hananiah ben Azub. That Yirmiyahu told him, you're saying good things will happen. Well, if what you say doesn't come true, you're a liar. If I say bad things will happen, if what I say doesn't come true, I'm not a liar. Because it could be God changed his mind. The Rambam said after a prophet is validated, he has the ability to tell us on a one-time basis that we should transgress a certain mitzvah, provided that that is not the mitzvah of Avodah Zarah. On any other mitzvah, a prophet can't tell us on a one-time basis that we should transgress that mitzvah.